Back here courtside at Rose Hill Gym on campus at Fordham University in the Bronx. Monmouth trails the Rams 31-22, as I'm happy to be joined at halftime by my co-worker with the Monmouth Athletics Department, Assistant Athletics Director, John Roos. John, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. You know, I like this facility. It's got some historic value to it. I really feel like a New York baller right now. Just really feeling the flow right now.
Well, Rose Hill, we talked about it during the first half, Steve and I. Famous site. It's the home of the public school championships in New York. I remember watching a game here years ago with Sebastian Telfair when Jay-Z was in the front row. Coach Reese played games here. Coach Woodward back in the day. A lot of really important city games have been played in this gym. And before we talk about your role with us in athletics at Monmouth, I don't know if the fans know, but you were a Division I athlete yourself. Full scholarship hoops player at the University of Tennessee Martin. So you've played in a lot of venues that Monmouth has been in. I know some Northeast schools recruited you too. So before we talk this game specifically, just worth mentioning, you know, your time as a student athlete before you got into the administrative side. What's this time of year mean to a guy like you? You know, knowing the gyms that these teams are going in and the road trips and the practices and all that. Do you ever get brought back to those days?
You know, I do, Eddie. And let me say first and foremost, when I played college basketball, there was a peach basket and no three-point line. So the game has changed.
Short shorts.
It's evolved a little bit.
Right.
But no, you know what? This is I try to, anytime I see an athlete, and it's not just basketball-wise, but any athlete at Monmouth University, I tell them, really embrace being an athlete, because, you know, smelling, when you walk into a gym on game day, you smell that wood floor, and you're going into everybody's different locker rooms, and you're flying with the team, you're traveling with the team. All these different interactions, they really are special, and you really don't know it until, you know, 15, you know, 20 years after you get done playing. You really start kind of appreciating, you know, how cool, like just for instance, this facility here, it's so different and it has its own personality. And you come to this gym and then you go to West Virginia and you have all these different experiences, and I really hope that they're embracing that and really taking advantage of that, because it's really special to be a Division I athlete, and such a blessing.
Well, I always tell the student athletes, and I wasn't a Division I athlete, I did as many intramurals as they would allow, and I stopped playing in high school, but I tell them, if for no other reason, just be happy that for 2 hours of every day, you get to work out. We got to find time to do that now. These guys, that's part of their life, so yeah, enjoy it. And I really do think the athletes, the student athletes at Monmouth, do appreciate that. And while we have the minute, give me the breakdown of the first half here with Monmouth down 9. I know John's sitting courtside with us. I can tell he wants a headset because you want to jump in, give your analysis. What'd you see that first 20 minutes?
Well, I'll make it very quick. You know, I think it's the biggest piece is Fordham came out and they dictated the pace. They dictated how this game was going to be run. And I believe the refs are letting them play. And I think that Monmouth hasn't adjusted. They haven't adjusted to that. They're doing a very aggressive 2-3. They're trapping the wings. And, you know, one thing that it's old school, but I'm an Indiana guy. I'm from Indiana, so I go by straight up, you know, fundamental basketball. And it's very simple sometimes, I'm looking at this, to break some of these quick traps. A nice pass fake and quick decision and attacking the middle and trying to get it to that high post. And then if you can just do that a few times, that zone will have.